I've spent a good amount of time on the channel attempting to debunk various myths surrounding the notion of work, and specifically hard work. And I've covered a bunch of them, one of the most important ones being this notion that everyone has an equal capacity to engage in hard work, and that hard work is somehow detached from the other conditions that govern us and limit us, for example, our psychology and our genetics, from which our psychology is ultimately derived. But there's one aspect about hard work that seemingly everyone knows. It's sort of the dirty little lie we all tell ourselves, or rather the pretty little lie we tell other people so we can continue to propagate it. That seems rather obvious, like I said just now, but it's one that keeps on perpetuating itself. And that lie is that hard work by itself has value. And I'm sure most of you have been in a situation in your life, maybe you were a student at university, where you studied a lot for some examination or something like that, and you ended up getting the equivalent of a C, or not exactly the best grade. Hey, maybe you even failed the test, but you spent a lot of time studying, you worked hard. Now, you might remember in the aftermath of that failure, or the poor grade you received, that it didn't feel very good. And why did it not feel good? I mean, you worked hard, you spent hours studying for the exam, because the result was the thing that mattered. Maybe you've been in a work situation where you had a project, maybe a team project where everyone was working really hard, but for whatever reason you didn't make the deadline, or the work was unsatisfactory for your boss or for your superiors. And you thought that you worked hard, and you tell the boss that you worked hard, and everyone worked hard, and he doesn't really care. I mean, you see this pretty much everywhere, right? Do you ever see advertisements for jobs where the demand is that you are a results-oriented candidate or individual when you're working? So as a worker, you focus on results, you get results. Because that's what people care about ultimately, no matter what it is. Hard work is frequently, and sometimes infrequently, but frequently a vague correlative to results that are positive or good or acceptable. But it's not always the case. You can work your buttocks off, as many of you probably know. I know myself, I've been in situations like that, and it leads to basically nowhere. And guess what? In those situations, as I alluded to before, you yourself as an individual are not especially happy. I've never been happy when I've worked a lot and the results I produce for myself have been meager or unsatisfactory. And so imagine what it's like for somebody running a business who only pretty much cares about his bottom line when you tell him, well, I worked really hard, but you didn't produce the results. So hard work is sometimes some kind of requirement for results, but not always. And the fact that it's not always a requirement is well evident in the current meta regarding things like AI in various domains of work. Now, the AI revolution probably has not yet started in earnest in a very serious sense, but there have been many jobs that have been replaced, people that have been made redundant as a result of AI. Writers, for example, about various topics, articles for online magazines and this sort of thing. And guess what? The AI is much more expedient, it's much cheaper, and it can produce dozens, if not hundreds, of articles in the blink of an eye, and compare that to a human being, well, the human being just doesn't measure up. And guess what? The AI doesn't need to engage in hard work. And the people that have sacked the human workers for projects like that and jobs like that, they don't care about hard work either, obviously. Because if they really cared about that, they would keep the dumpy human being who needs a couple of days a week to write a couple of measly articles and reject the AI. But that's not what we see in this world. This is also true, of course, for celebrities and various other people who take numerous shortcuts to look really good, be it in terms of losing weight, plastic surgery, building muscle, just looking better in general. Nobody cares about the work you put in to get from A to B. What they care about is B. Is B good? Great. Is B bad? Nobody cares about what you've done to get to B, because B itself doesn't matter. Now, it is true, because sometimes hard work correlates roughly with good results, that a lot of people tend to laud hard work as a special virtue and something that is worthy of pursuing and engaging in. But they never say that hard work doesn't matter, which it does not, when the results suck or are non-existent. I think nowhere is this more clear than in the recent layoffs in the gaming industry. I know some of you are gamers, I know a lot of you are not. But to keep you in the know, in case you're not aware, last year in specific saw a lot of people being laid off for games that cost literally hundreds of millions of dollars to produce and develop. Why were these people laid off? Because the games flopped. They invested $400 or $500 million in the game. They paid, of course, the developers in terms of salaries, this sort of thing. And the games sold next to nothing compared to what they were expecting. And when that happens, people are made redundant. It doesn't matter that in many of these cases, the developers were working 5 or 6 years nonstop, grinding it out, as they say. It simply doesn't matter because at the end of the day, nobody cares. And we, the consumers, don't care either, to be perfectly blunt. When we play a video game, for example, or see a film, we don't care about the work put into the film or the video game. We care about the results. Did we enjoy the film? Do we have fun playing the game? That's what matters. Not how many hours or years the developers put into the game. And that is the unfortunate hard truth about hard work. And the one that everyone basically knows, unlike the other stuff, let's be honest. Most people are in denial about the reality of genetics and the ability to work hard. Which is to say, your ability to work hard is closely tied to your psychology, which is closely tied to your genetics, which means not everyone has the same capacity. Most people think that hard work is a universal thing that everyone can engage in the same quantity, to the same degree. Most people deny that. But very few people, if you were to say, catch them at the right time, at a time when they're perhaps not being surveilled in public, very few people would say hard work by itself matters, because everyone in life who's lived life knows that only results matter. The only thing that matters is what people see at the end of the day with respect to what you produce, and that is why shortcuts are a thing. I talked about this in a previous video, right? If you had a choice between pressing a button and becoming a multimillionaire within a few seconds, or working your buttocks off for 20 plus years, which would you choose? Now, there might be some freaks out there that would honestly choose the 20 years. However, the vast majority of us would almost certainly not choose to spend 2+ decades slaving away. We'd press the button. And the same holds true for everything in life. If shortcuts work, then people will take them. And here's the thing. Sometimes shortcuts don't, which is why they're frowned upon. People don't like it when people take shortcuts, generally speaking. And they like it even less, funnily enough, when shortcuts lead to good and positive results. Because everyone wants to at least pretend they believe in the myth of hard work being a prerequisite for good results and satisfaction. Nobody cares about the work you put in. All they care about is what they see in the final product. And I suppose that's a bit bleak, but it is the truth. There's so many myths that we surround ourselves with in order to facilitate communication, make our ability to get along with each other simpler or easier. But sometimes these myths are highly destructive. Sometimes these myths don't help anyone. And right now, at this current juncture in time, we are living at a period where these myths are simply falling apart by themselves. The myth of hard work being a valuable asset in itself is being utterly laid to waste by the existence of AI. And it didn't even need to be by AI, because like I said, you can see celebrities for decades using juice, using gear to get muscular, using plastic surgery and other things to fix and correct blemishes, and taking every shortcut imaginable to get results that are appealing to themselves and the general public viewing them. And I really think this can't be highlighted enough. The next time somebody comes up to you and says that hard work is a virtue, or that it's valuable to work hard, ask them. Ask them upfront, very clearly, or if hard work by itself leading to nothing and nowhere is still valuable. No one in his right mind will say, yeah, it's still valuable, no matter what. At best, they might come up with a cope along the lines of, well, you can learn valuable lessons even if things don't work out. But at the end of the day, results matter. Hard work does not. Nobody cares about the work you put in. Nobody cares about how hard you worked. Remember that lesson, gentlemen, because it will serve you well in life. In any event, as always, thank you for tuning in. Many special thanks to my very generous patrons on Patreon and my generous donors on PayPal. You guys are the best. Without you, this channel simply could not exist. Thank you so much. And if you engage in the usual YouTube jazz of liking the video, sharing the video, subbing if you're not yet a sub, leaving a comment, it'd be much appreciated. If I'm still alive, I'll check you out then. Until then, may the gods truly watch over you. Bye-bye for now.
If you liked this video, please like, share, and subscribe. And if you enjoy my content, please consider making a donation or becoming a patron. Thanks for watching.